It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com, presented by nowandthenmagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Set to release their debut album on October 9th is the pop duo Via Barcelona. This is an intriguing set of songs that talks about life's ups and downs and focusing on relationships, breakups, and finding yourself, adventuring, and so much more. I am so excited to welcome platinum-selling solo international recording artist Andrew Allen.
Yay!
Yay.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me on the show today.
How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. Yeah, it's beautiful and sunny over here in the West, and not upset about a thing right now.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys must be so excited about getting ready for this album.
You know, we worked so hard on this one. We had released an EP prior to this, and obviously we worked very hard on that too. But this felt like an opportunity to really hone in on what we wanted to say, how we wanted to deliver it, and put it all together in a really fun, unique package. And so for us, we're super excited for the rest of the world to hear it.
The other part of the duo that we're talking about for pop duo Via Barcelona is Taylor McKnight. And because of the drums, it was a big part of this whole album when we started this, is having the sounds that are so unique to your album. Talk about that.
When we set out to create this, we didn't want to follow a lot of the traditional rules of sort of pop music production. And we love some of the world music inspired vibes that we like to sort of create ourselves. And Taylor has always been a really innovative percussionist. He kind of will find alternate ways to play things. And he and I actually have toured on my solo career for quite a few years. And ways that I've played my songs for, 7, 8, 9 years, he turns around and plays them completely differently and just breathes new life into it. And so when we started creating the music for Via Barcelona, he's definitely a massively instrumental part of the group because he incorporates different ideas that he has. And because of his production ability, he can also then produce the drums the way that he feels they should be produced. Instead of sometimes you'll hire a producer and they'll just put in their loop and they kind of do their own thing. But as a percussionist who wants to play these parts live, he wants to be as innovative and creative as possible. And with this project, we just felt like there were no rules because nobody was doing anything that sounded kind of like this. So we thought, great, let's just go for it. Whatever you want to play, play it.
And it's such a fun album, but it's got some dark side to it too, which really gets into some of the issues that are going on today. And I absolutely love this 8-track album. It's so good. And there's quite a few that we're going to talk about, but I don't even know what to say. Like, I've seen your work before and I've talked to you once before, which was, oh gosh, I think about 4 years ago.
Four or five years ago.
In Toronto when I spoke to you, and you're more into like the folk music part. And then when you came into this, heading into this project, was a completely big switch for you. But you brought an awful lot of character to it and really honing in your writing skills. Like, it's incredible in this album.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing being an artist. You can often get, if you write a bunch of songs and then a few of those songs become very noteworthy and people recognize them, it's difficult for you to sort of transition and create something new under your own name. And so, because people are like, oh, that's not what that sounds like. That's not what I'm expecting. And when we started digging into this material, it felt so freeing to just write for the sake of writing and create things that really meant something to us that we wanted to say. And there was nothing that had gone before us to say, well, it should be in this, this sort of vibe. Instead, it was like, no, there's nobody's heard of you before. So just give it everything you have. And and lyrically, I felt there was things that needed to be said. And we were able to definitely dive into those things. For instance, like It Ain't Over it was almost preaching to ourselves, where we were saying, look, like, there's some weird stuff that's happening. There's challenges that we're all facing in life. There's things that we've gone through or seen happen. Or, one of the lines I think is like, had a couple friends check out because they were over it. And it was kind of alluding to the fact that, there was friends of ours through high school that got involved with things that maybe they shouldn't have, and they're no longer with us. And it was like, but if it's not over yet, then we got to keep fighting and we got to keep doing that for ourselves. So it was very much like a telling ourselves that song, which is, I always find resonates better with people anyways, because it's something that I want to hear. So hopefully they want to hear it too.
Well, you've been around long enough, in the music industry to see the ups and the downs. and how difficult it is to stay on top of the pressures that come with it, because you've done so well in your solo career as it is. And, you know, to be able to walk into this would bring an awful lot of light into your writing to begin with, just with your world experience. But to see what other artists, so many that we've lost this year in the last year, and right. quite a few that are personal to us alone that we've lost. And, you know, it's not easy, and being able to cope with being out there and having somebody to talk to. How's that been, being able to speak to Taylor?
Oh, I mean, you know, Taylor, like, we have a bit of an age difference between us, and it's wonderful to see where he's at in life and to see where I'm at in life. And then to have them meet in the middle where it's like, you know, almost gives, like, our friendship is very deep, and we've spent years on the road together touring. So that, you know, makes it even deeper. You either love each other or hate each other through those experiences. And we definitely care a lot about each other, so we're good. But to be able to share and communicate where I'm at or what I've been through or those kind of things, and to be able to take what he's experiencing and sort of help guide him through some of those decision-making processes has been really fun. You know, we're not on the same world in some ways, and then in other ways we're exactly at the same place. And so it's really fun to, well, no, I shouldn't say it's always fun. It's really great to be able to have those two different experiences to draw from, you know, this passion and excitement that he brings in with this youthful energy and this absolute, like, reckless abandon almost, where he's like, that's fine, everything will be great. And then for me to have had certain experiences and go, well, maybe we just need to, like, do this or try this. And it's, I think it works really well. It's a, I think it also, I hope it does anyway, shine some light on the fact that it's like, sometimes people are like, oh, you got to be only friends with the people that share the exact same opinions. And I disagree. I think it's really important to, I think it's really important to share life experience with people that are in different places in their life. And you'll learn so much more, and your life will be so much richer because of it.
Well, yeah, because you can learn from each other so easily. Like, you've got your daughter. What does she think of all this? What does she think of Daddy's new songs?
She, you know, what's really funny is she's listened to, you know, a lot of my songs, and in, you know, there's been moments where she likes a certain song or doesn't, whatever. But this album, she constantly asks me to play it, and especially the song Wonderland, which is yet to come out. But she loves singing along with it because it's just so fun and energetic. There is a music video for Wonderland that I've showed her clips of, and it's, you know, not to give too much of it away, but basically Taylor and I are in sort of a day-to-day office space, and we somehow get transported into this magical place called Wonderland. And she now wants me to take her there. And I'm like, it's not, there was some special effects in that, sweetheart. And I can't actually take you there. And she's like, yes, you can. You've been there. I need to see it. It looks awesome. And I'm like, I agree.
Has this time off been good for you to be able to spend with her? Because I know you'd be out touring and doing all the radio bits for this.
Yeah, it has been, you know, especially initially when everybody was, you know, very harshly on lockdown and had to, you know, it was just her and I for about 6 weeks, and she loved it.
Yeah.
She loved it. At first she loved it, and then she started creating imaginary friends because I think she was getting bored. And, which is hilarious. And then, once she started going back to, like, preschool and then now kindergarten, she's definitely, like, a lot of those friends have disappeared because there's real ones now.
Yeah.
I think she enjoyed it. We tried to be really creative and come up with fun ideas and different adventures to go on just in our own world. We camped a lot in the backyard and did all the fun things. So yeah, I mean, I had a great time with her, and I, you know, as much as I love touring, I definitely love spending time with her. So it, you know, it's been a nice change of pace. It's been good to have this time, and I've definitely, you know,
has it been different for you? Creativity, you know, just to be able to write. A lot of artists, you know, you're on the road all the time, then you're promoting your music, and then you just have a set amount of time just to write. Now for you, you would have had more time now. Did that really change anything in regards to your writing style or give you any ideas? Because a lot of people are tapping in and in getting more and more in tune with themselves, and sometimes things like this that happen with the pandemic really bring that out.
You know, I'm not sure that it did. For me, both Taylor and I, we finished the album through the pandemic. Like, we basically got it wrapped up kind of by June. And that's when stuff started coming out, single after single. And then the rest of the album, when it drops on the 9th, I believe has 4 songs total that will be added to the 4 songs that have already come out. So We were definitely focused on the production elements. Mm-hmm. As far as writing, I've learned about myself over the years that I'm definitely somebody who needs to process it. So the songs that will have been inspired by the times that we're going through right now probably won't come out from me until another six months down the road when, where I've chewed on it. Sort of in the midst of it. Thankfully I was able to pick up some shows as a solo artist. Sadly, we weren't able to tour as Via Barcelona, but I think in some ways I almost shut down through it as a writer where I was like, I don't want to write right now. I don't want to try and get these ideas out right now. I want to like sit with them, chew on them and see what it is that I take out of this. And then that will be the process version of the songs that come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause everybody has a way of doing it. Right. And like you said, this is something that you need time to be able to go through the experience first. And then, sit back and write after that. So that's really unique. So that's different. So that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Now,
thanks. Yeah.
Let's talk about the beginning part of this, because a lot of people that may not know, when you started this project, you came out with Just Wanna Dance. And that one was such a huge hit for you guys. Like, you had over 40,000 streams just in 1 week. It was really incredible. So we're going to play that one right now and we'll come back to it.
Thanks.
Driving over empty streets. Oh, why, where are all the lovers hiding? Oh, why, oh, in and out of the dark. So why go? Cause I got good intentions, and I wanna let you know.
Ooh, yeah.
You got hips with music in them.
Ooh, yeah.
Let my body feel your rhythm.
I just wanna dance
with somebody.
Baby, take a chance, baby, take a chance.
Take a chance on my body.
No time for wasting on conversation.
Barcelona and Just Wanna Dance. John Marshall with you, along with Kim Sear on the Music's Journey podcast. If you're a singer, a band, or a manager, contact Effects Media for photography, artwork for posters, events, or album covers. We handle it all. Email info@effects.media.com. Now back to the Music's Journey podcast with your host, Kim Sear, and Andrew Allen of Via Barcelona. And I can tell you, they both have hips with music in them.
Oh, Lordy. Now, that music, to me, I love that song. Absolutely love that song. And the percussion and that African-inspired vibe that you guys had with this and the vocal melodies, talk to us about that song.
So I think that was, you know, because it was one of the first ones that we released, we kind of put everything in the kitchen sink in it. We thought, you know, this is kind of the vocal inspiration that we had was, you know, somewhat from, say, Paul Simon's Graceland. And after doing a trip to Ethiopia, I had, you know, been inspired by a lot of the rhythmic elements that they use. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just grab from each little piece and kind of go, this is what I want. This is what I want here. And this feels like it could be really cool here. But then still bring in a lot of the, you know, sort of the new school pop production elements where you've got these fun bass drops and, you know, big slamming kick drums. And as it kind of came together, it made me want to dance. So I thought, well, hopefully it'll work for other people. And it definitely was appreciated and enjoyed by a lot. So it was fun. It was a really fun, really fun single to release first.
It was something that was really cool and new that came to the table. And, you know, it was so fun to listen to and just watch the teens be able to respond to that song. And it was always at the top of the list for the playlist for everybody. So it still is, you know, so it's such a great song that's going to last for a long time with that new sound. But you're always bringing in that old and new, right? You've really brought that sound in that you're well known for. And, you know, that type of writing, like you instantly know it's you. Like your voice is so distinct. Anything that you release, I know it's you. But
thank you.
Always. There isn't another person out there that sounds like you. So to me, anyway, and I've always been such a huge fan of yours. And being able to come off being a singer-songwriter background, who were the influences that most developed your songwriting from the beginning of your career?
Oh, wow. Geez, that's a tough one because it definitely kind of shifted over the years. But I would say, you know, like I've always been a huge John Mayer fan. I like the way that he phrases stuff and brings things together. I love the way that he sort of like holds tension a little bit and kind of, you know, will say a line almost backwards where it wasn't, if you were just to speak that line, you would almost sound like Yoda if you spoke it.
The way I never even thought of it that way, but yeah, you're right.
Right? Like he kind of just, he shifts them. And in my songwriting, I've always loved to do that where if I'm in a co-writing session and somebody suggests something, it's like, oh, I love that idea. I wonder if we can say it in a bit more of a unique way and then we can kind of twist it and shape it. And, you know, to be honest, I'm also a huge fan of like country writing because of the way that they, you know, sort of again hold tension, storytelling, and then they all of a sudden just drop this line on you at the end. And you're like, why didn't I think of that? And, you know, as of late, it's been definitely a lot more sort of inspired by somebody like Julia Michaels or, you know, even J.P. Sachs and the way that they communicate their ideas and their thoughts with such normal words that they're not, you know, they're not being super, super poetic. They're just saying exactly what they think. And if you were having a conversation with them, I feel like they would say the same thing.
Yeah.
And then they just put really dope music to it.
So like there's nothing exaggerated about what they're saying whatsoever, right? It's just real. And
yeah,
it's really, really cool. She is so good. She is so good.
I know, she's so good.
Who do you remember being the very, very first song that you ever downloaded?
Oh gosh. Very first song I downloaded. I know the first song that I ever purchased an album because of, and it was actually I Can See Clearly Now, and it was on the Cool Running soundtrack, and I was like, I have to have that song.
Oh.
And yeah, I don't know why, it was just a vibe. It just felt really cool, and it had that, again, it kind of had a similar type percussion that a lot of the Via Barcelona album has, and there was just always something that drew me to that sound. And then the first song that I ever downloaded, gosh, I don't know. That'd be fun for me to go back and listen.
Yeah, just to see what it was that caught your ear, and especially for you as a songwriter, because it means so much to you, for you to lean into it. And so kind of interested to see what it was.
I would be interested too. I know if you looked at my playlists now or like my downloaded songs, there's a lot of songs obviously that I'll listen to, and there's stuff that I'll reference, and there's stuff that I like listening to. But the stuff that's like on my phone all the time is like John Mayer albums. Jonathan Woods is on there a lot. Julia Michaels is on there a lot. Like a lot of these, you know, sort of singer-songwriter type pop artists that I definitely
influenced you for sure. Yeah. Because this album alone, you know, this 8-track that you're releasing on October 9th, like you said, there's 4 more songs to come. There's so much, you know, indie pop sound, and there's so many different sounds that you've brought into this. It's absolutely brilliant. What did you want to represent with this album?
Oh, you know, I don't know exactly what we wanted to represent, but I can say, like, when you were talking about the indie pop influences and that kind of thing, that's very much when you collaborate with somebody that doesn't like Taylor definitely listens to John Mayer and all these other artists that I listen to, but he's like the biggest 1975 fan.
Okay.
And, you know, Valley, there's a few other artists that he listens to and just loves. And so when the two of us came together, then you get this sort of like songwritery sense that I bring to the table. And then you get this indie pop vibe that he brings to the table. And then we both try to draw on influences from world music and some of the dancier stuff that's out there right now. So it was kind of a really fun collaborative effort where people that know Taylor mm-hmm. hear exactly where he's influenced it. And people that know me know exactly where I've influenced it. And then they see this other sort of creative thing that happened when the two of us got together to create the whole thing.
And yeah, this collaboration has been amazing just to put the two of you together, because it's such a different sound and just so much fun, but there's so much storytelling that comes with it, which is so unusual for the pop indie. And that's what I love about it. And when it comes to the lyrical write-up, who does most of the writing? It's you, right?
It's really interesting because sometimes it actually goes song to song. Like with the single Lost and Found, which is already out, Taylor very much had a concept and an idea, especially right out of the gate with the chorus. And he was like, this is exactly what I'm feeling right now. And he had gone through an experience that he really wanted to get down on paper. And so it was very collaborative, but he definitely brought the initial idea. You switch over to like a song like It Ain't Over, and that was the complete opposite way, where I basically sent him something and said, hey, this is something that I've been thinking about. What do you think of this vibe? And he's like, I feel like the song's almost done. So and then he took it and he went very like producer heavy on it and came up with some really cool twists and turns in the lyric. And so it ends up being very collaborative, and it's always hard for me to look back on it and go, who wrote that again? And because I don't know that any of the songs would exist without both of us being part of them. So it's really fun.
It must have been hard too, because I know that for Taylor, he was in school, I think, at the time when you guys first got together, and he still had another year to go, and you guys were on opposite sides. So you were on the West Coast and he was on the East Coast. How did you make that work?
Yeah, that's been challenging. You know what? He still has a year to go, which is crazy. Wow. I know. We did a lot of really intensive time. So he would come back, you know, to visit his family at Christmas time or whatever. And we would schedule out, you know, 5 or 6 days where we could just, you know, dig in really intensely. And if there was vocals we needed to get from him, we'd cut them in the studio. And then the rest of it, we just kind of would finish on Skype or Zoom or whatever that was, way before COVID was even a thing. We were like, oh, we're cutting edge. And we kind of finished the writing in that capacity. We also did a trip to LA for about 10 days, and you know, we would go to a writing session with, you know, some LA guys, and then we would come home and we'd finish the next song. So we just had to be really, really deliberate and intentional to make sure that we were putting in the time when we had the time.
Mm-hmm. And to get that sound, that music that you've had, you know, over the years, and then to come back and play here, like you guys would go away and then come back and play. Was that the kind of focus that you really wanted to roll out as the plan?
Yeah. I think so. Like we both love touring. We both love the collaborative side of things. And I would definitely love it if he was graduated. We could just do it all the time. But it's also exciting to see where he's at, you know, with the school side of things. And I'm impressed with his devotion to the craft of music and creation and that kind of thing, as well as his devotion to his schoolwork. So it's, if he continues to be willing to put in that effort and time, I'm right full on board, and we'll just keep doing what we can do.
Do you think he's going to come out west, or is that
his
the
family
talks
lives out
or...
west.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his family lives out west. So he just went out to Nova Scotia because they offered the program that he wanted to take, and it was a new place for him to go and explore and see.
Gotcha.
And so he'll always come back west. Like he was, you know, he's still here now, and then he's heading back to school for a little bit, I think through October, November, and then he's back at the end of November, and, you know, we can do some stuff over the winter if, you know, depending on what the rules are like.
Yes, I know. It just depends on everything, right? Right,
yes.
Now for you guys. Let's talk about your single, Somebody.
It was inspired by Paul Simon's Call Me Al with Chevy Chase. It's like, we thought it was a very funny video. And as we were digging up inspiration, we kind of tripped over that one and thought, oh my gosh, like this is a really fun, upbeat video. The song is really fun and hopefully like life-giving. And we kind of try to encourage people that like, hey, there's somebody that is thinking of you, that cares for you. And again, it was almost like us telling ourselves that, like, hey, you're good. There's somebody out there that's thinking about you. And if you don't think there is, know that I am. And so, you know, the whole video is super fun, lively, upbeat. And it's very much our characters in real life, where you know, I'll often be not the more serious one, but kind of where I'm like, okay, let's get this done. We're focused. Let's do this. And Taylor's much more like, come on, buddy, check this out. I can play electric guitar and I can do this and I can get in your face.
You got to reel it in.
Oh, right. And it's just like his energy is very addictive, but also like can be like, oh my gosh,
get back down
here.
Funny,
but, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was a fun way for us to almost, we actually kind of tripped over the ending where it all of a sudden looks like I get on board with his craziness and kind of go, okay, I'm with you on this. And it is like the somebody loves you, somebody's there. And when we watched it back, we're like, oh my gosh, it tells the story without us even meaning to. So it's really fun.
That energy, I'm telling you. Yep. It's such a great song. We're going to play that one right now. And that's called Somebody by Via Barcelona.
I used to think about the times when you were young and how you'd die to be rich and famous. Yeah, but what you got and what you need, well, now you know it might not be the same.
Might not be the same, no. Might not be the same.
It's not like life showed up, handed you the keys and said you made it. But if it's up to me, if I'm by you, let's agree that might not be the way.
Might not be the way, no. Might not be
oh,
the way.
When you're down and you're out, it breaks my heart. It tears me to pieces, but it's a good place to start. 'Cause you gotta know that somebody, 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 somebody loves you. You gotta know that somebody, 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 somebody cares. Somewhere by the ocean, and it all got washed away. Yeah, it all got washed away. Oh, when life showed up, handed you the keys and said, don't break it. Oh, what if it's up to me? If I'm by you, I say, let it fall and start again. You gotta know that somebody, 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 somebody loves you. You gotta know that somebody, 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 somebody cares. And I know it feels like nobody knows, and you cry, but trust me, they times when I was young and how I died to be rich and famous. But if it's up to me, if I'm by you, let's agree that might not be the way. 'Cause you gotta know that somebody, 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 somebody loves you. We'll be right back.
Via Barcelona and Somebody, proving white guys can dance in their video. Once again, back to the Music's Journey podcast with Kim Sear and her very special guest, Andrew Allen of Via Barcelona.
When we talk about that song, I just laugh because, you know, it reminds me of so many people that, you know, in that perfection side of it. And I'm right. One of those A personalities where I like organization. And yep. I think you're like that too, right?
Oh, yeah, and definitely.
Then, yeah, and then we got somebody that's up in the clouds. Sometimes it's hard, but you know what? That creativity you can't beat. And it shows. Oh. It shows in this song. It really does. Yeah. It was such a fun song. Now,
thank you.
You released Stand Taller, which is another release off this album. And this one just premiered in June. Let's talk about that one.
That was a funny one, actually, because Taylor actually was in a class where he had to create something as a project. And Stand Taller was actually the song that he created for the project. And then he hit me up and said, look, can you sing on it? And can you do this and this? And do you have any suggestions? And so I went through a couple of the lyric changes. And then also, I believe I sang the demo for it or something like that. And then he sent it in, got an A on the project, and then we kind of revamped it a little bit and then made it into one of our own songs, because I was like, this is great. It's totally like, it's very anthemic. It's like, hey, like, get out there, stand for something, and like, be awesome. And that's how the song came to be. And the sort of the synth driving thing that's, you know, a bit reminiscent of like, you know, the late 80s and that kind of stuff was just really fun for us to pull together. And we had a lot of fun creating it. And once we put it out, I felt like a lot of people just kind of glommed onto it and said, oh my gosh, this is my vibe. I love it.
Yeah, because it's taken it back. You know, the sound is past and current. And that is which is so much fun with this song. So let's play this one right now. And this is, I think it was your third song off this album?
I believe so.
Third. Let's play Stand Taller with Via Barcelona. And this is from their upcoming album, Wonderland, which is being released on October 9th.
Do you ever feel like home? Walls won't come down. Yeah. It's kinda hard to smile when the fool's got the crown. Love in the eyes to drown out the lies. Drown out the lies. Stand a little taller. Feel like you lost sight of the stars. Like you're 24, but you're still scared of the dark. Things in the eyes, drown out the lies, drown out the lies. Stand a little taller. A minute, don't be running away. Carry what you can till the end of the day. And stand a little taller. Speak a little louder. And don't stop believing everything could change. Whoa.
Stand a little.
Via Barcelona and Stand Taller. I'm John Marshall. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast. And now via Music's Journey podcast, here's one half of Via Barcelona with Kim Sear.
This song really makes you want to get up and just get you pumped up about life and giving yourself everything you've got, like to be able just to go out there and not have any fear. It's just such a fun song.
Thank you.
I know that for every song that you guys have released so far off this album, there is a message in there. Even though you guys are, you know, bringing in these amazing sounds, there's still a message that anybody can get out of this. And I know it's helped a lot of people. If you look online and you see some of the responses to it, it's really helped people to come out of things that they're going through, whether it's mental illness or that depression that a lot of the young kids are dealing with in social media. And I've seen a lot of that on there. I was really looking last night to see what the responses were. Have you taken a look at that?
We have, and we're really inspired by them and encouraged by them, because I think Taylor and I are both naturally pretty positive people. It can be really a fine line to create music that has a positive message, because you don't want it to come off as cheesy, because you still want people to be able to like hear it, listen to it, absorb it, and not feel like, oh, this is a bit like, I'm not really into this. But we both feel that it's important for us to be able to use the platform that we have to create positive change in the world. And I think to see some of those encouraging messages shows us that we are on the right path. And it feels great to be able to help out and contribute to that, because like I said, a lot of the music we're creating for ourselves, and we want to hear it back and feel that same positivity. So if it lands on us and we're willing to listen to it because we enjoy it, then we hope that it does the same thing to others when they listen to it.
And that's key when it comes to enjoying what you do, because there's a lot of artists that are very well known and they start writing because they're told to write a certain way, or they have to have a certain type of sound for an album that's coming up next, and they don't really get to write for themselves. And when it's all said and done at the end of it, they don't even recognize who they are. And, you know, they'll step back and say, you know what, I don't even know really, you know, this music to begin with. I'm not writing what's in my soul. And you guys have done that right from the beginning. You've stayed true to your own lives and what you wanted to do. And that's really something. That's pretty cool.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really important. And I know that your voice and the lyrics that you give out is so important to you. And you've really shown that in this album, even though, as I said, it's so much fun and upbeat, but there's some darker sides to this. And the song we're going to talk about next, It Ain't Over, is one of them. So let's play that right now. So It Ain't Over by Via Barcelona.
Blue skies in a parking lot, sitting on the concrete. Damn it, that was stupid hot. Bunch of friends doing what we could with the things we got. Thought that this was living, we had everything we'd ever want. Wasn't feeling it, made it out alive. There were times I was gonna quit. Turns out real life is a counterfeit. Had a couple friends check out, guess they were over it. Hey, yo, the world wasn't made in only one night. Hey, yo, the war wasn't won because of one fight. Looking back on what my mom said, it ain't over till it's over, till it's over. It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. One breath, everything could change. Always saying put a bit aside for a rainy day. Do you wanna know what I know? Is everything will fade. When'd you ever listen to him anyway? We had a good run and then a bad year. Try to feel numb and make it disappear. Kinda like how loving makes you feel fear. You gotta feel fear and watch it reappear. Hey, oh. The world wasn't made in only one night. Hey, oh. The war wasn't won because of one fight. Hey, oh. Thinking back on what my mom said, it ain't over till it's over. It is over, it ain't over yet. It ain't over yet.
mine was just another step. And love is not a perfect bet. It ain't over till it's over, till it's over and it ain't over yet.
Barcelona, and it ain't over, and there's more to come with Andrew Allen of Via Barcelona with her host Kim Sear on the Music's Journey podcast.
This song was really important. I love this song, and
thank you.
The way that you guys even shot the video, there's so much to say about it. So let's talk about this one and how you came about writing this one.
This one very much came from a place, kind of like I mentioned, is almost back to ourselves, where I was going through some sort of darker stuff and realized, like, you know what, I've been through stuff and I've mm-hmm. come through it, and then I've been through other stuff and I've come through it, and I've been through other stuff and I've come through it. And so the message to me was like, if it ain't over, then like, it's not over. Like, keep going and keep trying and keep like, try and keep your head up through it. And I feel that the lyrics just poured out. It was a really, really fast write where it kind of just came together as a stream of consciousness thing. And it was all these different moments and situations that I had been through and came through them and recognized, like I said, if it's not over, it's not over. Like, mm-hmm. you just got to keep going. And sort of the musicality behind it kept that same vibe that just goes sort of constant through the whole thing. And I know it's one that, you know, I've even listened to when I'm going through a hard time, where I listen back to it and I go, yeah, it's a bit darker, but it's okay. Like, you need the dark and the light.
It's good. It's a really, really important message, because if we don't talk about it, I think that, you know, that's what's going on with teen suicide and things that are going through a lot of young people's lives and older people, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter what age group, we're seeing it in every generation. And it's just become a part of the norm. And that's because, you know, people don't have, you know, a platform or, you know, somebody that they feel that they can speak, you know, clearly mm-hmm. and want to be able to talk about their feelings. And you've done that in a very brilliant way in this song.
Thank you.
Really, really good song. Thank you. And it's important. And that's what I was looking at last night, was like, the response to the song is quite overwhelming. There's separate, I can send you some of the links to it, but separate links mm-hmm. that people have created chat rooms over the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah, if you could send me that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, because, you know, people were using it as a platform to say, listen, it's okay. You know, if he can say this, I can say this. And people were helping each other just through the lyrics of the song. It was brilliant. Really, really, really well done. So I just wanted you to know that, because that's something I really respect, you know, when it comes to your songwriting. And as I said, I've always been a fan, a really big fan. And, you know, to hear people being inspired like that, and just that song alone has made such change, and you should be really proud of that.
Wow. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. I didn't know. I haven't seen any of the chat room type things, and that's, that's really encouraging. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see too, you know, same things happen with Lost and Found. And mm-hmm. I think that was just the way you guys released this. It was just like, it was meant to be, you know, to release it in the order that you did. And with what's going on in the world today, because it has made such a significant change. And your daughter should be so proud of her dad. So proud of her dad.
Oh. Thank you.
So you released Lost and Found, and that's a switch up to, you know, more of the lyrics and the acoustic, which I love. You just drew that right back, you know, for this song. So let's play this one right now. And that's Lost and Found by Via Barcelona.
There's things I lost and things I found. I feel alone inside a crowd. Silence is my scary sound. Honestly, afraid I'll drown. Why get up if I fall down again? Bleeding hands, I could really use a friend. I've heard things will turn around, but when? I've heard things will turn around, just not quite yet. I'm stuck at home, and you left yesterday. You came up to grab that shirt. I wasn't gonna, but I hugged you anyway. And I'm thinking it might be a good idea to pack a bag and run away. Run away. And we agreed that I'm not gonna call you, cause we talked and we decided it'll make it harder on you. But I'm thinking it might be a good idea to talk about it one more time. There's things I lost and things I found. I feel alone inside a crowd. Silence is my scary sound. But honestly, I don't know how. Are you okay? Cause it's occurring to me that if you're alone and I'm alone and we're the ones we're missing, then I'm thinking it might have been a bad idea for us to go our separate ways. Separate ways. Life's so short. Who cares about the distance? When I can press a button and I can see you in an instant. Now I'm thinking it might be a good idea to make this all okay. Okay. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Inside a crowd. Silence is my scary sound. But honestly, I need you now. Why get up if I fall down again? Bleeding hands, I could really use a friend. I've heard things will turn around, but when? I've heard things will turn around, just not quite yet.
Via Barcelona and Lost and Found. Great video for that and a great message, too. I've heard things will turn around. We can all look forward to that. Once again, with our special guest, here is Kim Sear with Andrew Allen of Via Barcelona.
I cannot wait for this album to come out, Wonderland, and hear, you know, the response to that song, too. And I think this, you know, Lost and Found has just been such a great switch up just with the lyrics and the acoustic sound. And I absolutely fell in love with the song. This is, I think, one of my favorites on the whole album. And I want to hear what you had in mind for this and the writing for this particular song.
So I think one of the craziest things about that song is that we wrote it when we were in Los Angeles in February, at the very, very end of February. Mm-hmm. And we were sort of crafting it after sessions that we had in the day. We were working on it at night and we finished it once we got home. But like, we came home at the very beginning of March and then everything turned upside down and we thought, oh my goodness, this is crazy. But the majority of the lyrics had already been written about the idea of being stuck at home, mm-hmm. and, you know, not supposed to hug you, but I did. And these kind of things, because they were more about leaving somebody and moving on to something else, but also recognizing that, like, you know, there's things I've lost and there's things I found. And there's like, there's both sides to the coin. Mm-hmm. And like, kind of in a similar world of It Ain't Over, just saying, you know what, if I haven't reached the end of that yet, I have to remember that, you know, all the things that I have, I could lose, and all the things I don't have yet, I could find. And there's all these like pieces of the world that are still important. And if there's a change that needs to happen, it maybe just hasn't happened yet, but it still will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we came from on it. And as we started producing it, there's always the, you know, the idea like, oh, we should be adding this, we should be adding drums, and we should be adding all these pieces, especially like a band like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And yet with this one, we're like, nope, this is where it needs to stay. We cannot overproduce this song. It just needs to be all about the lyric and all about the guitar, and just really make sure that that people can identify what message we were trying to say in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is on Spotify, this is our, as we just released it, I think September 10th.
Yeah.
And so far it's like the fastest climbing, most playlisted song that we've put out on the album. And it's completely different than every other song on the album.
It's one of my favorites right now.
Thank you.
It's absolutely great, great song. And I think it's because everybody can relate to it, because again, you know, you're talking about feeling lost, you know, maybe in life at the moment, but when you step out of it, you know that you're going to come out the other side. You might not see what the reason is. You might not see that it's going to be better. But there's always a reason. And, you know, how much we grow through that experience is just having the courage to do it. And that's what Lost and Found really stands for.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
And thank you.
I love it, love it, love it. One of my favorites.
Thank you.
So hopefully you do some more of that, because that would be really cool. I'd like to hear some more.
You know what? I think we will. I think we really enjoyed the process of that. We loved the stripped down version. And, you know, we liked the response. And that's ultimately what it comes down to, is we want to create something that we love, but we also want to create something that people can sink their teeth into and that resonates with them. So if that's what's resonating, then that's kind of the direction that we can, or at least poise some of the songs to go.
How has it been for Taylor going through some of these lyrics? Like, what has it been like? Has it really touched his life too?
I believe so. I mean, you know, Lost and Found was very driven by Taylor, and I know that that was, you know, some of it was pulled from leaving Nova Scotia, coming back out west. And, you know, because he does that every a lot of the relationship dynamics that he has to navigate and try and, you know, figure out what that looks like. And so it was an interesting opportunity to combine both of our worlds and what we were both going through and put them into those lyrics. But I know that for him, when he listens back to the lyrics and the songs too, they're very important to him. And he wanted to make sure that the entire album had a synergy, but also had like a purpose. And so I know that the lyrics definitely do matter to Taylor a lot, and they affect him in a lot of ways.
Yeah, because it brings out a different side of him, because like you said, he's so full of energy, and he's so full of that upbeat. And for him to be able to pull that down and show this side of himself, it's really awesome. And I think that, you know, people that know his music, that's why the song is resonating so well right now, because it's a completely opposite to what he probably would have released. And with the help of your writing this collaboration, it just, oh, so perfect. So perfect.
Thank you.
With the pandemic, I know that a lot has been difficult for artists to be able to release their music. What do you have in store for Wonderland on October 9th?
So we're very excited about the single Wonderland. I know the album's also called Wonderland, but the single Wonderland is one of the most unique songs that we've ever written. It's a, I know personally, for me, it's very unique. It almost has like a Mika vibe from when, you know, when he released Grace Kelly, and it's, or Queen-esque, like it's got all these layered stacked vocals. It's high energy. And it's this like, you know, just this sort of story of, you know, like we go through all the things that we think we're supposed to go through in a day, and yet life is meaningless. And we want to go on to this place that is this magical wonderland. And it just is like this anthemic, like, I just want to go there. Recognizing, of course, that like we're also partially tongue-in-cheek saying like if you discover that all the things that we think we're meant to do, like following everybody and being jealous of what they're doing on Instagram, we can find Wonderland anywhere.
Yes.
As long as we start to like push away from what we think the norm is, and you start to see life a lot brighter and a lot more vibrant and a lot more colorful. And I think that that combined with the other three songs that are still coming out, there's one called Want to Think About, another one called Blue Ribbon, which is just super fun and upbeat. And now the other one is drawing a blank on me. I can't remember what the song is. Oh, A Place to Call Home. We're just shooting a music video for that one right now. And, but I think Wonderland, as well as its video, is really, really fun, really exciting, really upbeat. And I think that people hopefully will sort of just go, oh, this is a good release. This is just a chance to imagine that I'm somewhere else, that I'm not right now. And just go there in their heads, and the music video will be equally as fun. So I'm really, really excited for people to hear it.
I think so, because I think everybody just needs that little bit of relief, period. And if we can lose ourselves in the music, that's what brings us all together. And, you know, when it come to our grandparents and, you know, when it come to our parents, you know, there's a time where they just sat around the radio and just listened to music, and music had such impact. And I think we're back at that right now with everything that we're going through in the world today. But to be able to sit back and really live those lyrics, music's even more important than it's ever been right now.
Yes.
And, you know, you see people going through the streets when the pandemic was, I think it was in July there in Toronto, people were holding up the signs going, we need music. We need the music, like music's life. And it is.
Yeah.
And this song, Wonderland, really shows that. And just reminding you that, you know what, it might be heavy somewhere, you know, in life, but it's okay to let go and just have some fun and just see life in a different way. And you do with this song. It's so much fun. I just want to be in the room with you guys just once, in the room with you guys when you're creating. I just want to see that creative flow, because it's just so unique, the two of you.
Thank you.
It's so
incredible. We did have a lot of fun writing that one. That was a lot of fun.
I just to see where your mindset goes when you guys start a song, you know, to where it ends up, is like pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Well, thank you.
Great, great, great album. And so what have you guys got set for, like, are you guys doing a release party? I know with the pandemic, all this stuff is being set back, but what's the plan?
Yeah. You know what? We haven't actually discussed doing a release party. We have, we did film stream type thing. Obviously it's not as live as we would like it to be, but it has most of the songs from the album, and we will be releasing a date for that where people can tune in. And probably what we'll try to do is broadcast it on maybe Zoom, maybe Facebook. We haven't decided yet, but whatever platform we decide to broadcast it on, we will offer some sort of like Zoom after party, or we'll all watch it together on Zoom, and we'll, you know, so that way then we can at least feel somewhat together.
Yeah, that would be really, really good.
Yeah, and you know, depending on how the video sort of shakes down, like unfortunately Taylor will already be back in Nova Scotia by that point. So we wouldn't be able to watch it together, but we have, you know, talked about potentially putting it up on a screen somewhere or something like that, even downtown or something, just to be able to just to share it, because it's something that we're really proud of. It's something that we've worked really, really hard on, and like not just the video, but the whole album. And it'd be really fun to be able to at least get together with people in our groups and maybe, you know, Zoom each other all in. And so
that would be so much fun. Yeah.
Right. Even though Taylor's over there in Nova Scotia and I'm out this way, it would still be really, really fun for us to be able to connect in some capacity and invite a bunch of other people to share in the success.
Well, because you want to celebrate Wonderland. Like, it's such a great album.
That's right.
And to be able to do that is like so important. So I'm really hoping that you guys do something that people around the world can tune into and just see this release, because it's such a great album. And I'm really hoping that people download, stream it, and request it at the radio stations, because, you know, this song is just blowing the charts, and really good reason why. So this collaboration is just amazing. And I can't say that enough about the two of you. You guys have done such an amazing job on this. And I just love the sounds that you've created with this. It's just such a really great change. And
I
love your solo career, always have. And, you know, you're an incredible writer. Now, what's happening with that? Are you still going to continue with the solo career?
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually have a couple new songs that I sort of penned through this time, even though I know I said I usually process things for a lot longer. But there were some things that I had already needed to process. And having the time off gave me the opportunity to finish the writing of it and recording. And so sort of been in talks with a few different people about how I'm going to get that material out. I don't want it to come out at the same time as Via Barcelona's, but I, you know, there's some important songs that I feel are definitely on the darker side for me personally, but they tell a story. And I think that they are, the people that have heard it so far have definitely been able to connect to the words, and they kind of needed them. And they felt like, hey, this is something that I was trying to say and I couldn't articulate it, and you did, and I want that to be out there. So so that's still always going to be a thing. I Via Barcelona for me is an opportunity to go down a completely different rabbit hole and not worry about any of the rules. And even though in my own solo career, I don't really worry about the rules of writing, but it's more sort of traditional in the singer songwriter sense.
Right.
But this new single that I'll be releasing, is singer-songwriter in lyrical content, but the vibe of the production is definitely sort of harder and edgier and kind of darker, which I'm
so
really excited
looking
to share.
Forward to hearing that. So looking forward to it. That sounds really good because I just know you and I know what your writing's like. And I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be soon. So when do you figure, probably springtime?
No, I think I'll probably release it through the winter. It's I'm a big seasonal guy where I feel like, you know, it's fun to have upbeat, fun stuff in the summer. And it's, you know, sometimes with a bit of the darker weather and stuff like that, sometimes it's easier to sink into those sort of moodier vibes. And so I would say probably sooner than later, to be
okay.
honest.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're going to keep me informed on that so we can bring you back
Absolutely.
On and talk about that. Would be awesome.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for that. So there's a request here that I see. And this is, I Can't Get Enough of You, Babe. And that's by Barry White. You did a cover
for
that.
Oh, that's right. We did do a cover for that. I don't know if that's even available anymore on Spotify. And I think we might have muted out the YouTube video. We just did it for like a little season there and then we kind of pulled it down. But it was a fun experience to take a Barry White song and turn it completely via Barcelona.
You might want to put that one back up there.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's such a good song. You guys did such a great twist with that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So now with this launch coming up, what do you guys have planned like right after October 9th? Are you guys doing any more together?
Yeah, we are actually. We have, it's so funny. It just doesn't ever stop, which is great. But we still have a lot of other songs that we're excited to get out to the world. So sort of when this one comes out, then that is, you know, definitely exciting and a chapter that will exist. And we hope that the songs do great, amazing things. And we wish we could tour them. But since we can't, we do have a few other songs that we're probably going to finish producing and get them mixed and mastered and put an EP together possibly before the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
You know.
You guys don't put on the brakes for anything.
We don't, no.
Wow, that's going to be really good. God, you got so much going on. I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I really, really respect you, you know, as an artist and as a musician, I really do. And, you know, the work that you've done, you've touched so many people and same thing with Taylor, done such a great, great job with this album. And you guys have really honed in your craft and, you know, the songwriting. And I'm sure that Taylor's learned so much from you too.
I've learned so much from him too. It's been a great opportunity to collaborate.
And if you guys continue that magic, that would be awesome for all of us fans of you guys. You guys have accomplished so much. And you know what? I really hope you guys are proud of this one because this is one I think that's going to go down, you know, that people are going to remember for a very long time.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. So now what we're going to do is the question answer period. I hope that's okay.
Before we do that, we should play the request though.
Oh,
yes, we haven't done that yet.
Yes, let's do that right now. Okay, go ahead.
Very cool video that goes along with this song. All you need are two funky pairs of shoes and a sidewalk. All right, here's Via Barcelona and Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe on Music's Journey.
Darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Yeah. I don't know why. I can't get enough of your love, babe. Say, what am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? Kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moves, I scream your name. What you got to do? Loving you more and more each time.
what am I gonna do? Cause you blow my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel the change, something moves. I scream your name, do what you got to do.
Darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby.
Music's Journey podcast, Via Barcelonia, and Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, making it their own from Barry White there. John Marshall with you, and back to the Music's Journey podcast with our special guest. Here is Kim Sear.
I love Barry White. But what you guys did with this is so unique. So I think everybody's going to get such a kick out of that. And that's why it's
Thank
been
you.
Requested. So that's a pretty cool tune. And congratulations for both of you creating that. So that's awesome. Now, question answer period. I can't say I'm going to take it easy.
Okay.
So just to warn you, so I do this with everybody.
Love it. Okay.
Okay.
And good luck.
Thank you.
It's not that bad. Okay. So what is your favorite thing for your bucket list that would be an alternative performance for you?
Oh, like what would be a bucket list item alternative to performing? I'm confused by the question. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Oh, so if I was not performing, what would be an alternative bucket list item? Oh gosh, that's a heavy question. Man, I don't know. Like as a career? Is that what you mean?
Anything.
That's a great one. I just love doing performing so much. I don't know. Maybe I would love to. This is weird, but I used to be a waiter and I love being a waiter.
Really?
I love serving. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was so much fun.
Meeting different people, I would imagine.
Yep. That's I would say, it. So you know what? I would leave it on two different things. One would be serving and helping people find the food they like. But the opportunity that I had to go to Ethiopia was incredible. And so I would probably work for a nonprofit and try to expand their reach and that kind of thing.
That's cool.
I think that would be really, really fun. And I know that just from the limited experience that I've had doing it, it's very like, it just, I don't know, it kind of just puts everything in life in perspective. it feels good.
That trip was really worth something for you.
It was. Yeah, it was really special.
What was their favorite moment there?
So there was two probably. So I had written a song specifically for the kids that I was going to be working with, and we put on a concert at the end of my time there. So there's like 250 kids from all these different after school programs that sang the song. But the moment for me that mattered the most was there's this little girl, and she and her grandmother, they were riding in the van with us, and we were going to their house just to check out their home. I guess I wouldn't call it a house, but they had kind of like a little lean-to shelter type thing. And they had nothing. Like they, you know, you literally sat on like a hay bale kind of thing. And yet the grandmother was so excited to have us there. And so was this little girl. And she offered us coffee. And I was like, you, what? Like you wow. barely have enough for you and you're offering us coffee. And I felt like that was a sort of a real pivotal moment where I was like, how many times do I not offer something to somebody, even though I have plenty? Yeah. You know, so that was a big moment for me.
Wow. That's, you know, that's a cool story. Is there any other moment for you in your writing as a solo artist that really resonated with you, a personal story that you heard?
Where somebody had been affected by something that I had written? Man, there's been a few that have been like, yeah, really moving. Where, yeah, just a song has helped somebody through a time or has guided them through something. And even lyrically with things that I was not intending to imply, and yet it was implied. And I can't put my finger on one in particular, but yeah, there's been a few moments like that where I'm like, oh yeah, right. That's why I do this. It's very, well, you know, it's very important.
Best gift I could give my daughter is?
The best gift I could give my daughter is the demonstration of what love looks like so that she knows how to define it.
Success looks like?
Gosh, that's an interesting one. And I've just talked about it with a bunch of other people as of late. Success to me looks like being satisfied with the things I've created and how they've been shared and how people have reacted to them, and mm-hmm. also who I am as a dad. I think for me, that feels like the ultimate form of success. You Absolutely. Know, if my daughter wants to hang out with me when she's 19, I have won.
Oh, that's great. I was just going to say to you, what do you draw your inspiration from?
Oh, life. Always okay. life. There's, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. When I was living in Los Angeles for a while, writing every single day, I just had to stop because I thought, I am now writing about songs because I'm not living and I need to live in order to write. And that was just kind of the way it had to be.
Very cool. My favorite artist or songwriter of all time is?
I'm going to go with John Mayer. He's just, I feel like he just talks songs. He didn't even try. I know he does it, but
easily.
He just does it. Yep. I think it's beautiful.
Favorite pizza?
Oh gosh. That's a weird one. I don't eat a lot of pizza, which is funny. My favorite pizza, I got to go with Hawaiian, even though I don't eat meat, but I would have, as long as it's got pineapple on it and cheese, I'll pretend that it's Hawaiian.
We're laughing because I swear to God, it's got to be the global favorite pizza. Nobody has said a different pizza other than that.
But no, one has. It's been 9 out of 10.
Who was
That's
the
hilarious.
One?
That would be Kelsey Kulik.
That's right. Yeah, because I'm telling you.
Everybody else, though, is Hawaiian. Jason McCoy, Hawaiian. Yeah,
everybody.
Good. We can all hang out then.
Exactly.
Favorite song on the radio today is?
Favorite song on the radio today. I don't know if The World Is Ending is still on there, but I love that song by J.P. Sachs mm-hmm. and Julia Michaels. There was also a Virginia to Vegas song. I don't know if it's still on the radio or not, but it was Just Friends or whatever. And I think I just love it. I think it's so good.
Now I remember that one. Yep. Nope. Mm-hmm. Now that you're saying it's still one. It's still on there. Yeah.
Okay.
With everything that the world's going through right now, what do you think is the most important thing that people could take away from all of this?
I think a lot of people are, is I think people are recognizing how fast things can change. And so not only don't take things for granted, but also take things a little lighter.
Yeah.
Like just kind of enjoy all those little moments because it's one of those things. Well, you never know if you could get hit by a bus tomorrow. It's like, or there could be a worldwide pandemic. Nobody mm-hmm.
Nobody could have seen that one coming, right?
Yeah, so just enjoy each moment. And I think a lot of people are taking the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I think they're understanding what is more important in life, you know, than what they originally thought. Because everybody always looks at success as, you know, if I get this job or if I get this girlfriend or this boyfriend I'm doing this. It's not really what life's about. And I think that, you know, when we hear our grandparents say that all the time, you know, just live in the moment. And I used to hear that as a kid, and it used to irritate me. Really irritate me when my mom would say that. And now that's all I ever say to everybody is, you know what, just live in the moment because, every single breath you have is so important.
That's right.
What kind of dog do you have, and is it now spoiled by the pandemic?
No, I don't know what she is. She's like a terrier chihuahua cross white fluffy thing with spiky hair that falls out. my parents actually moved into my place at the beginning of the pandemic, and she got spoiled by them because they walked her all the time. But she's not spoiled by me. I'm definitely like, oh right, I need to take you out, forgot about that.
Oh, the little poor baby, what's the dog's name?
Her name is Olive.
Olive. Oh, that's cute.
Yes. Yeah.
If you had just one more day in life, what would you want to be doing and why would you want to be doing it?
I would find my way to a beach with my daughter. Mm. And we would just have a picnic and have a completely normal day. It wouldn't be anything over the top or super, super exciting or anything like that. It would just be those normal days because we've had a lot of those and they're just the most beautiful things ever where you just kind of snuggle up in a blanket and read a story and hang out and you kind of go to sleep with a smile on your face. And I can't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah. See, that would be my favorite place and just watching the sunset. And just having the mm-hmm. fire on the beach. Water's so calming. I don't know what it is it about is. Water for me, but I can unload 10 years worth yep. in just a day, you know, just sitting listening to the water. It's amazing. What is the favorite place that you've ever been so far? And I think you've said it.
Oh, I mean, Ethiopia was definitely sort of a game changing place, but I would say that the place that I've been that was the most amazing so far, probably Bali. There was a lot of moments in Bali where, you know, you're just sort of like overtaken by the beauty, but also the beauty of the people there. And it just was
the spirituality there, you know, hear is just it's just life changing from what I hear. Anybody that goes there. Wow.
Yeah.
I envy you being there. That's one place I would love to see.
Well, you have to go.
One of these days I'm going to get there. I'm going to get to Africa yet too. That's another one of mine. Yes. So that's on my bucket list. One place Love that it. You haven't been that you want to see?
Japan. And not the big centers, but I want to go into those mystical places where you hear these stories and it's quiet and you kind of get to see like the misty mountains and the temples and the, you know, the people that maybe don't see as many tourists and it's mm-hmm. just genuine and authentic. Cause I think there's like a very mysterious thing that's there and I don't know why I'm drawn to it, but I really want to go.
I think you and I are very similar.
I'm getting that sense.
Very, very, very similar because you know what? I like that deeper stuff, but that quiet peace that you get, mm-hmm. you know, in places. And that's what I feel to my bones, you know, and it's just, I love that. I'm not one to be out in the chaos and Vegas and all that stuff wouldn't be good for me.
No, I'm with you. Totally with you.
Yeah. Mountains. That's where I'm at. So
yeah,
I guess he's giving me a note here saying the ball caps. He wanted you to.
Please explain the ball caps on your merch page. They are very interesting.
Oh, so there was three of us in the band when we first started. There was a girl whose name was Liv and she's no longer with the band, but she had pink hair. And then Taylor was always wearing these really, really fun shoes. They were Vans, like checkered Vans. And then I was always wearing these big, like, aviator sunglasses. And so we thought to create merch that sort of defined each one of us would be a really fun thing to do. And so my hat was the glasses, and Taylor's hat was the shoes, and Liv's hat was the pink hair. And so we would sell them as the Liv, the Andrew, or the Taylor.
Gotcha.
You could buy whichever character you wanted. It was really fun.
Yeah, because John's like, keeps pointing these hats to me and I was like, what do you want me to ask?
What's up with the hats?
Right?
Now, from a marketing standpoint, there isn't any mention of Via Barcelona on them.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. We thought that was
that's
keep
pretty
it
cool.
kind of discreet if people bought it and people go, what's that hat about? Right. It's a bigger conversation piece than if they just try to,
gotcha.
You know.
All right.
Yeah.
You're so smart. I'm telling you. You're just so smart.
Thanks.
I am so happy for you and, you know, for what this album has done and same thing with Taylor. This is such a brilliant collaboration. I'm so excited, you know, for this release on October 9th. And where can everybody get a hold of you and see the updated information and news just in case you're doing a release party that we all want to know about?
I would say that we're most active on Instagram. So if you follow us on Instagram at Via Barcelona, don't forget the IA at the end, then that would be the best way to stay connected. We also have a link to pre-save our album now. So if you go to that, you can pre-save it. And a lot of people don't know this, but obviously they recognize that Spotify and everything has their own analytics. And when you pre-save an artist's album, the day that album drops, it gets downloaded to everybody that's pre-saved it, which then bumps the analytic to show that our album is popular, which then gets broadcast to a whole wider range of people that are maybe just looking for new music. Mm. So as simple as it is, and a lot of people go, oh, it's okay, I don't need to pre-save it. If you pre-save it, it helps us out exponentially. So if they feel like doing it, we would love the support.
So you heard that here. So you know what? You guys can download it, stream it, and purchase it right now. Then you're going to really, really help the artists out. And you know, everybody needs that right now. And you guys deserve it. This is such a brilliant album. And they can reach also. Are you doing anything on Facebook Live or?
We probably will be. Yeah, I would guess that we're probably, if we broadcast anything, we'll go to, you know, most of the platforms. But you can definitely find us on Facebook as well. And everything that we post to Instagram, we typically repost to Facebook as well. So whichever is your preferred, you know, drug of social media, hit us up on that. And we'll make sure we connect with you.
All right. So I'm going to make sure I put that all into the article too, so that, you know, I'll explain that a little bit for everybody for Spotify. So just in case they don't know, that does make a big difference. I'm glad you said that because I don't think anybody's ever said that on our show. Oh. And that helps fans out a lot because people just figure it's just a download, you know, like a streaming service, and they don't really think about the pre-save, right? So that's a big deal. Right.
Now, where is the best place to pre-save it?
Any one of those platforms is fine, like Spotify, Apple Music, you know, it kind of, yeah. I mean, they're all roughly the same. So, you know, we just want people to hear the music. And if the music blows up, then that will give us opportunities once we're allowed to tour to actually have fans come to the shows. So you feel like listening to the music is good.
I predict, and I'm putting it out there, I'm manifesting, it's going to be very, very big. So I don't think you're going to have any problem with that. I think you guys are going to do just amazing. And if anything's to say, just like, you know, what you've seen so far and the impact it's had, and trust me, I'm going to push it. So
thank you.
Not a problem with me. So, well, please give Taylor our love. And you know what? Congratulations to you both on Wonderland. This is just such an incredible album. And again, we want to encourage everybody to download, stream, pre-save this album. Really, really important in helping the artists out. But you know what? These two deserve it. You know, can't thank you enough for being on the show today. And it's just been so fun having you. And I really hope you're going to come back, Andrew. I would love it.
Absolutely.
And love to hear your solo stuff. That would be awesome too. So
perfect. I will definitely stay connected.
Can't wait. So thank you once again for Andrew Allen, the one part of the duo that came today to be able to speak to us on Music's Journey and share a little bit about his life and his musical journey. So been incredible. And I really, really enjoy talking to you. And we really, really hope to have you both in the studio. And that would be awesome.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. And awesome. Don't forget to untie Taylor and take his gag off. All right.
Right. So good. Oh, it was lovely talking to you both. Thanks again for having me on.
Oh, you take care of yourself, okay? And that beautiful daughter of yours.
Thank you. I will do.
Okay. Thanks again.
All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you once again for our special guest, Andrew Allen, for talking to us today on Music's Journey. And we are going to be talking to Jason Blaine tomorrow, so we are pretty excited about that, and we look forward to it. So we'll see you on the flip side.
Once again, a big thank you to Andrew Allen of Via Barcelona for chatting with us today. You've been listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com. Please like us on Facebook and share us on all your socials. On our upcoming podcast, we'll be chatting with Jason Blaine, Michelle Wright, and a whole host of others. Our theme music is titled I Can Tell and is performed by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.